If this is your first time joining me on the show, I want to say welcome and thanks for sharing your time with me. In the previous episode, we talked about starting with the bigger picture, which is a way to get past being stuck when you're looking for answers. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the power of your story. Our personal stories that many times shape who we become and what we achieve, and how using them all depends on two simple things. Now, if you've been around as long as I have, which means you're probably over 20, then you know from first-hand experiences that life is filled with many twists, turns, bumps, bruises, triumphs, and successes. So much so that our lives seem to walk along a storyline, kind of like how a movie moves through its paces, right? Well, no matter where you are right now in your life, I'm sure you have an interesting story to tell about your own challenges and your own triumphs. Take note of this next phrase. Surprisingly, it is the power of that story, which is our personal stories, that many times shape who we become and what we achieve. It is also the power of that story that keeps us trapped, frustrated, and living a meaningless existence. It just all depends on two things. Number one is your perspective of your own story, and two, your decision to keep on writing your story every day so that the end reads better than the beginning. Because remember, it's not how you start, it's how you choose to finish. I know that your story may be different from mine, but we share many things in common in that you and I both have a passion and a desire to lead fulfilling and rewarding lives, right? Well, my journey started a few years ago when I was fresh out of high school during my very first job assignment. It was a nice summer and I was excited at getting my first job working on the beach for a water sports company. So while working for this water sports company, we did this activity called parasailing. Now, if you've never experienced it before, what happens is they strap you into a body harness, which is connected to a parachute. The parachute is then connected to the speedboat. And as the driver guns the engine, the momentum creates lift and pulls you into the air. So you're floating up there a few hundred feet in the air, enjoying the view and the peace and quiet. And it is a pretty enjoyable ride. Now, that's the easy part. The difficulty often came in getting you back down. You see, we had this floating wooden platform covered with green carpeting out in the ocean that we would walk you off into the air, then catch the rope connected to your parachute as it shot across the platform, and we would quickly lock it into a rope pulley. Then you would safely come back to the platform, all without getting wet. As it would happen on this fateful day, when the driver crossed the platform to pass me the rope, he was moving extremely fast because this particular day was really, really calm and there was no wind on the ocean that day. What this meant was that the only wind to keep the parachute afloat was being generated by the speed of the boat, right? So he crosses the platform with a burst of speed. The lady in the parachute is screaming her head off because she's beginning to drop like a rock. I look up and the rope is coming at me so fast, it looks like a yellow hummingbird who is really upset because I stole some sweet nectar from his kids. Before I could think and react, it's too late. Boom! Splash! I get hammered by the rope and I'm sent sailing off the platform into the ocean for a cold swim. Now, I'm a pretty good swimmer and this wasn't the first time I'd experienced this. This was part of the job many days. But that day of all days, the experience I was going to have would be quite different from every other time. You see, that day I fell into an area of ocean where there was an extremely strong rip current, and things quickly took a turn for the worse. I fought and I fought and I fought, but it just happened to be a cold December day, and since the air always seems a bit cooler as you get closer to the ocean depending on where you are, I was wearing a bunch of stuff to stay warm. So there I was intensely fighting the current to stay afloat with all this waterlogged gear on. I had on a hooded jacket. I had water boots on. I had all of these things on. And if you've ever been in a situation like this, the worst thing you could do is begin to panic, because then you can no longer focus or think straight. And as I felt like I was losing the race to stay alive, I panicked and I began frantically struggling to stay above the water, so much so that it didn't dawn on me to get rid of some of the stuff that was weighing me down. Isn't it amazing that life could be just like that? You can have the best laid plans and already have everything worked out about a situation. And when you get in the thick of things, if you ever lose focus, you won't even remember those wonderful plans. Well, after what seemed like an eternity, I knew this was it. I wasn't going to make it. My arms and legs felt like someone had played a cruel joke on me and tied 50-pound lead weights to each of them. And I slowly started to sink beneath the waves. Then, in the middle of that horrific ordeal, as I sank deeper and deeper, something really strange happened. In the middle of all of that, three simple thoughts popped into my mind. You know, as human beings, we often think about life and death, and many of us wonder, what will it be like when I have reached the end of my life? What will I be doing? What will I be thinking? How will I feel? I know some people who have had near-death experiences who said that they felt wonderful peace and calm. Well, I didn't have those nice feelings of peace and calm at that time. I felt fear and panic stabbing at my heart like I'd never experienced before. But through all of that panic, I began to be haunted by these thoughts that suddenly started to hammer my consciousness. And those thoughts still guide me to this day, because I never want to be caught without an honest answer to them ever again in my life. The first thought I remember having was, could I have done more? Could I have done more with my life? Could I have helped more people? Maybe I could have used my life to serve others in more meaningful ways. The second thought was, could I have been more? Could I have been a better person? Maybe I could have been a role model to others. I could have been someone more significant, someone with great positive influence and impact in this life. My third and final thought was, could I have experienced more? Could I have experienced more of what my life's journey had to offer? Maybe more of what true fulfillment and success really was. All those thoughts raced through my mind and I began to slip into unconsciousness. Now, if you've never experienced that, mine was kind of like how water looks when you pour a packet of Kool-Aid into it, how the clear water suddenly begins to swirl with unsettling darkness. But as I was drifting into unconsciousness, I heard something. I heard a silent but strong clear voice break through all of that descending darkness. And he said, if you give up now, you will never experience who you were born to be. Boom! At that moment, my mind became clear. I started to shout in my head, I can't die! I can't die now! I felt a rush of energy in my body. I opened my eyes and I looked up and I saw the surface a good ways above me. And I kicked and I punched and I pushed against the water, determined to make it to the surface. I struggled and I struggled until finally my head broke the surface of the water. I was coughing and I was spitting out water everywhere, but I drank deeply off the life-giving air. Then I felt hands. Two guys had jumped in to save me. They came up on each side of me and swam with me to the boat. And to this day, I still haven't found out their names or gotten a chance to tell them thank you. So if you're listening to this, guys, and you remember that ordeal, you are my heroes for that day, and I say thank you. You know, the thing is, you never know how awesome life is until you almost lose it. Since then, I'm always asking myself and working to live out my own life questions. Can I do more with my life? How can I help more people improve their lives? How can I touch more people's lives in meaningful ways? Can I be more? How can I be a better person today than I was yesterday? Yeah. I still make a bunch of dumb mistakes from time to time, but I don't allow it to stop me from working to become someone better today than I was yesterday. Also, can I experience more? More laughter, maybe. More joy, more peace, more happiness, more friendships, more fun to really be alive, to live. to embrace the gift of hope and love that we're given every time we draw in another breath of fresh air. You know, I have no idea where you are right now in your life, but believe me, you don't really need a near-death life experience to walk into more meaning, satisfaction, and significance in your life. But you have to make a few simple determinations if you really want to experience a life worth living. After that incident, I knew I had been given a gift to share with the world, but I didn't know where to begin or what to do. As a matter of fact, I didn't understand what it really was. I was to share what? Or I didn't understand how it should be shared. All I knew was that there was a God-given purpose for my life and that no matter what, I would commit myself to discovering and living out my God-given purpose until my life's assignment was completed. Even after that life-changing experience, I spent years trying to figure out exactly how to live out my life's purpose. There were many times when I felt really stuck with where I was in my life. If you have ever battled that feeling before, you know it's a place in your life where you feel you're not really building your life around anything that you're truly passionate about. But starting right now, all of that is about to change in your life today. I just wanted to share that with you to encourage you to continue writing your story every day because you do have power to make a difference between the beginning and the end. May your story reflect what you desire within the pages and the volumes of your life. In the next upcoming episode, we'll talk about determining your direction, which is the simple process of deciding where you want to go in your life. Yes, we are led by the Spirit of God, but God many times sets opportunities before us and allows us to choose. So stay tuned.